RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
All right, we got Jason Jones coming up here in a little bit. We've got some overreactions on the way. You want to talk Kawhi here?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's see what Kawhi's talking about, man.
Well, Kawhi's not talking. That's the thing. Kawhi's not talking, but it appears everybody else is.
Man, all of a sudden, all these stories coming out.
Man, and this one, boy, this one is lining up nicely with some of this Clipper stuff. Apparently, Uncle Dennis had a long list of things that he was asking for when Kawhi was negotiating with Toronto. Of course, after winning the championship in 2019, Kawhi Leonard, very famously a free agent, allegedly, his teams were down to the Los Angeles Clippers, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Toronto Raptors. It turns out Uncle Dennis asked for a slice of ownership of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And they told Uncle Dennis, I am so sorry, my brother. We cannot bring that to you. He also asked for a multitude of endorsements, which Toronto said, well, we can't orchestrate these endorsements for you, but we're happy to introduce you to some sponsors and believe we can get some things lined up. And Uncle Dennis said, hold on, player. We don't actually want to do anything. We would just like the endorsement. Basically, we would like the talent fee for the endorsement, but we don't want to have to act on any of the deliverables, meaning we don't want to do social media posts. We don't want to do ribbon cuttings. We don't want to take a picture with a planted tree. We don't want to do any of that stuff. Basically, what we're saying is we want the company to pay us, and that's it. Toronto said, okay. We can't really negotiate that for you. That'll be something that has to be worked out with individual companies. And the list, apparently, of demands was long. And as most reports are, particularly the Toronto Star, it got a little goofy with some of the things he asked for. Mm-hmm. I think the goofiest being he wanted a piece of the hockey team.
That was
because you can't give him a piece of the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah.
But I don't believe there's anything that says you can't give him a piece of the hockey team.
Now, there's one thing here. Well, there's a couple things. But
I'm sorry. Like, Kawhi's cooked, right? Like, this is ridiculous.
No, it is.
Is Uncle Dennis, is somebody cooked?
Nobody's cooked.
Nobody's cooked. All right.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. I don't know.
And here's the thing. I don't know. If I'm Uncle Dennis, if I'm Kawhi Leonard, ask for whatever you want.
Yeah.
Ask for whatever
I guess
you want.
So.
Like, and I don't think they were going to Toronto no matter what, but it's like,
yeah.
In what scenario would you stay in Toronto?
Well, maybe a piece of the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, you give me the Maple Leafs, I'll think about it. All right, ask them for it. See what they say. Like, you can ask for whatever you want. It's on these teams to follow the rules or do all this, do what they're supposed to do. The other thing about it that I don't like, and once again, I can't really get on them too much because that's just ask for whatever you want. Like, cool, if somebody wants to give you $15 million to do nothing, that's their decision. It's fine. But it does come off a little greedy and lazy for Kawhi to want these endorsements and say, I don't want to do anything for them, not even take a picture.
So one of the things in the write-up today from the Toronto Star, well, not just obviously the, you know, piece of the Toronto Maple Leafs, but he wanted to earn $10 million in endorsement deals per year. And according to the report, Uncle Dennis said, we didn't want to do anything. We don't want to do anything for the endorsement. We just want to have these deals with the sponsors. $10 million per year is important because he was getting $7 million from Aspiration. So the numbers kind of line up a little bit. And then there was the additional stake in the company that Kawhi was given as part of the endorsement as well. The thing, as much laughing as I'm doing at this, the thing that I'd be a little careful about is like the verbiage. I said this the other day. I think we were talking to Hammer. I was like, who, like, you're talking about people and witnesses, you know, who are a part of Aspiration. What do they know about salary cap circumvention? And then, like, why is the same terminology being used over and over and over and over again? And it's like, once salary cap circumvention was used once, it's like, okay, that's the term we're using, salary cap circumvention. It was started by somebody. Mm-hmm. And, like, was it Pablo? Was it someone in the organization? Was it a different source that Pablo had? Like, who started using that term? Well, you look through the Toronto Star article and you're seeing the exact same terms that surround the Los Angeles Clippers investigation. No show endorsements. You're just seeing a lot of the same verbiage, and it's like, okay, is there a little bit of embellishment here? Is there a little bit of copycat here? Is there a truth here to what went on in Toronto that's just being embellished a little bit because you have the story with Los Angeles now? Or is this just exactly how that 2019 negotiation went down between Kawhi, his representatives, and Toronto, and then Kawhi, his representatives, and Los Angeles? Honestly, it's all believable at this point. So I'm not really sure. It's up to the NBA to figure out what is fact, fiction, and embellishment.
And I wonder what the things that Kawhi asked for or Uncle Dennis was asking for. I wonder, like, where did they learn this from? Are they the first? Which I highly doubt. Like, are they the first to have these type of demands, these type of questions? Or is this a situation mm-hmm. where they said, we know how the game is played. This mm-hmm. is what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make it, like, right, I guess, legal in the NBA terms is what I mean.
Yeah.
But I am curious how long this has been going on.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it going on a smaller level and Uncle Dennis and Kawhi said, we're going to turn it up to the max?
Turns out Michael Jordan actually owns the Blackhawks. We just have never known. There was a reason he wasn't making a lot of money. They just gave him the Blackhawks. He actually owns the Cubs, too.
He owns MGM.
I was going to say, he owns Chicago. For those that are unaware, Michael Jordan owns Chicago. And it probably still isn't enough.
But I wonder how prevalent it was.
Yeah.
At that time, before that, and since then. I know, you know, some people say it is kind of prevalent.
How much dirt you think them Showtime Lakers did? Or Showtime. How much dirt did any Los Angeles Laker do? Mm-hmm. You in L.A., mm-hmm. you could probably get anything you want. And you're dealing with an organization that didn't have excess levels of cash like that. Mm-hmm. And corporate sponsorships were a huge... I learned this from Winning Time. Corporate sponsorships were a huge thing that Jerry Buss brought into that organization.
Yeah.
Dr. Buss brought into that organization. So, I mean, it's a great question. How, and that, I feel like we could get an answer to that. Mm. Not a descriptive answer, but an interpretive answer. When Adam Silver comes out and says, you know, there's nothing we can prove, we're going to shut this thing down. To me, that's code for it's bad. It's so bad. We're not telling you guys anything.
Yeah.
We're out of here, pal. Get ready to learn Chinese, Pablo. I'm out of here.
Pablo gets sent out of here.
Hell, Adam might be like, I'm going to go learn Chinese. All right.
I don't know why they came up with that.
I don't know, but it's hilarious. And when you texted it into the group chat on Sunday, it was
Mike
terrific.
McDaniels.
Yeah, that was great. Everyone wanted to text at the same time about the Dolphins game that day.
I wasn't going to text you, but it started up.
Hey,
so I was like, all right.
Hey,
well, no, I was fine to get text from you guys. I'll say that. Been my tongue.
You know what? We're just going to take a break. We'll reset everything. We'll come back. Overreactions on the way.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We'll talk more. You said this with Trista. I didn't even think about it. We haven't talked to Jason Jones about the Kawhi Leonard
yet. Yeah.
It feels like this Kawhi Leonard thing is old, but it's really not.
What was that, Thursday? Wednesday.
Was it Wednesday?
Because we were saying, are people going to care the next day?
Oh, right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Yes, we'll talk to Jason Jones in about an hour. I'm sure he's going to be feeling good about his Raiders. We'll talk to him about that, the Kawhi Leonard stuff. As well as there is, I guess I don't want to call it a new development, but there is the Toronto perspective of the 2019 negotiations, and it's, well, it lines up pretty well with the Los Angeles perspective of the 2019 negotiations. Again, it's circumstantial evidence, but it is mountains and mountains of circumstantial evidence, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for Adam Silver to stand at that podium and say they just don't have enough. Because the precedent everybody wants to go by is the Minnesota one. And that's fine. But these dumbasses, there was a signed contract with a team, a player, and a representative. Everybody's cooked. I don't believe that exists. I don't believe that exists in this situation.
Do you think all he has to convince is enough of the owners to let it slide? Because I think with the public, like, this is a story.
Well,
it's interesting, but I don't think people are going to walk away from the NBA if they don't punish the Clippers.
I don't think people will walk away from the NBA. I think the true question is, because I think we're all of the belief, or I should ask, are we all of the belief that some form of this probably happens often, regularly?
100%.
How in line is this with other things that happen? Or how outrageous is this as compared to what else happens? Because to me, you brought up the perfect group. It's not fans walking away. It's owners asking questions. And the owners might be like, look, we've introduced, I'm using names. We introduced Malik Monk to the pizza guys. They did that themselves. Did we know that that was an opportunity? Did we like, hey, we'd really like Malik to be the pizza guy. Let's see if we can help you guys work this out. Mm-hmm. Did we introduce De'Aaron Fox to Mercedes-Benz? Yeah, of course we did. Did we introduce Anthony Davis to cosmetic skincare in LA? Yeah, yes, of course. But this, what they did, that goes so far beyond anything we've done. And we want to know how you're going to handle this. Because if this is our playing field now, and I'm speaking from an owner's perspective, if this is our playing field now, oh, okay. The blueprint has been set. Mm-hmm. No contracts, no videos, no audio, no email. Okay. Just circumstantial evidence? Cool. Jalen Brunson just signed a 20-year or a $20 million deal with New York Pizza Kitchen. Mm-hmm. What's the problem? No. I'm sorry, Adam. I'm James Dolan now, which is mortifying. No. I know, Adam. I know I own New York Pizza Kitchen. But I want Jalen to be my representative. What's the problem? I don't understand. What's the issue? So that's what Adam Silver has to figure out is, okay, this happens a lot. But does this happen a lot?
And as Adam Silver... I would. Who's a whiny owner that could have been? That?
Well, James Dolan is pretty goddamn whiny.
Yeah, he is.
The TV deal, huh? Oh, so everybody gets this TV deal now. My Yes Network isn't going to be worth anything, or MSG Network.
Yeah, I need a. Let's just go Joe Lacob for fun.
Hey, that's a good one, Joe Lacob.
Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind?
Am I Joe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'll be Adam.
Okay.
Joe, do you mind telling me? I heard all your complaints and everything that you want me to look into and punish and all this other stuff. Yeah. Would you mind telling me how Uncle Dennis knew that $10 million in endorsements was what to ask for from Toronto? Since you know every damn thing, Joe. How did he come to $10 million in endorsements 6 years ago? Is this random, or does he know that's how the game is played? Because that's what you guys have been doing. So don't make it like, oh, we didn't know this is how it's being done. No, you've been doing it this way.
Mr. Commissioner, remember I'm Joe Lacob.
That's right.
Mr. Commissioner, I'll give you $10 million if you throw Draymond Green out of the league right now.
Draymond, get ready to learn Chinese.
That's a good point. That's a good point I hadn't thought about. $10 million, how did you know that that was the number to ask for?
And I would say, as Adam, to the owners that want me to punish them, either one, stop it, all you guys, as a collective, or two, like my partner says all the time, don't embarrass us anymore. Okay. Tighten up everything you're doing, well, tighten up your operation,
but
and don't embarrass us anymore.
But see, here's the thing. Our operations are tight. Because, sure, the pizza guys are playing Malik Monk. Mercedes-Benz is paying so-and-so. Mm-hmm. This place is paying so-and-so. Our Intuit is paying whoever. Mm-hmm. That's not the issue. The issue is this particular situation. This, the way it is outlined, this is the outlier, not the norm. Mm-hmm. Again, sticking with the scenario we know, I shouldn't speak on behalf of the pizza guys. I'm assuming they're not paying Malik Monk $7 million. Yeah. I think it's a safe assumption, but I do want to be clear. It's an assumption on my part. Yeah. I do not think that the pizza guys are paying Malik Monk $7 million. I also don't think Vivek Ranadive has invested in the pizza guys. Mm-hmm. And if he has, I don't think he's invested a number that is going to get anybody's true attention. So, that's where, again, how egregious is this? Have these other teams invested money in these companies that are paying their players? Because if they are, now they all look funny. Mm-hmm. And that is making the league look stupid. If pizza guys, if the Mercedes, if these other companies choose to pay their play, that's a different thing.
Is the biggest crime or the biggest misstep in all of this is Steve Ballmer went to the wrong company and got in bed with some con men? Because the only reason this is happening is because they were some con men and they got in trouble. Mm-hmm. Like if you would have went to Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah.
Established company that wasn't going to be rated by the
feds. Would we be here?
No.
No, we wouldn't. Nope.
And that would probably be my thing. Hey, stop going with these mom and pop, you know, these little random pop-up companies. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do it with, number one, your own
company.
Or
startups. Don't use the startups, yeah.
Do it with an established brand. Do your homework.
And if your dumbass is going to do it, use Malik Monk as a... At least Malik did a commercial. Yeah. Malik did like 7 commercials. I just think he filmed them all in one day.
What did he say? Why did I stay? For the pizza.
The pizza. Pizza guys. I'm a pizza guy.
Shout out to the pizza. I might have some pizza guys this weekend, man. I like pizza guys pizza.
Pizza guys? That's not the one you take home and heat up.
No, that's
Papa Murphy's.
That's
Papa
Murphy's. Yeah. That's not to be confused with Papa John's either.
Yeah, Papa John's is oof.
Mm-mm. It's oof?
Yes.
Okay.
When I was working at the middle school, they used to get Papa John's.
I don't think I've ever had Pizza Guys.
It's good.
Yeah.
Pizza Guys is like in the tier of like Little Caesars and Costco, I think.
Yeah.
Or it's like it's cheap enough, but it's also good.
I remember I used to love Costco pizza.
I did too.
Yeah.
It fell off.
Oh, it did.
Fell off once they stopped serving combination. I don't know the correlation between why the pepperoni sucks now, but once they just stop serving
just
combination, all just fell
ass.
Down. Yeah,
just what's a lazy ass pizza at this point?
Well, it's Kawhi Leonard.
It's hella greasy.
What's a combination pizza?
Just a bunch of veggies.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't strike me as a combination guy.
My fiance has gotten me to try other things.
Okay.
I can't just get pepperoni every time,
good
I guess.
Right there. That's a good
husband. I got pineapple yesterday from...
See, that's an issue.
Is that that's a shoot from Motorhead?
Yeah. It was good. Pineapple on... once again, I always say this. I'm not going to order that. But if somebody has it in a pizza, yeah, it's good. It's cool. I'll take a slice.
You got to throw the peppers on the combination,
just,
by the way.
I just don't,
I don't want it to be spicy.
I don't... I don't want fruit on my pizza. I don't want cooked fruit either.
No,
well, that's not true. Chef Q grilled some peaches and put it in a salad the last time I was there, and that was fire. That was fire, but he didn't put it on a pizza.
I understand. I understand the thought process, but it actually tastes good. Okay. It tastes good.
I think Mark was heating up pineapple pizza earlier.
See, pineapple. I don't know. Like, do what you want, I guess, but it's weird.
Live your life, I guess.
You know what really fell off is Pizza Hut.
People swear by 90s Pizza Hut like it was just the greatest thing on earth.
It really was, man. The crust, the bread they used, it was perfect.
It's not Pizza Hut from 25 years ago, Pizza Hut from last week. Nah, 90s Pizza Hut. Everything was perfect in the world at that time.
Nah, for real. For real. That might be the best chain pizza of all time, 90s Pizza Hut.
It makes sense. My grandma, rest in peace, shout out to grandma, but she used to just... Oh, let's get Pizza Hut. Let's get pizza. Grandma, this is gross. I love you, but we'll get it. But I don't like this. Maybe she was living off the 90s.
Did you guys ever had Godfather pizzas?
I remember that. I don't remember. I know I had it. I don't remember like if I liked it or not.
Like sometimes I think it's hard to tell, like, oh, this is good pizza, bad pizza. Like, the Godfather pizza tasted dramatically different. I don't know if it was the sauce or what it was.
In a good way, right?
It's really tough to get like a bad
pizza. People either
loved
it or hated it. Like, I didn't particularly care for it. It wasn't my favorite.
Man, I remember. I just can't remember how it was.
My sister worked at a pizza place when she was younger. Was it called Steve's Pizza? That was always good. I knew that because we always had it because it was free.
But that's what makes it better. That's why.
Have you ever had pizza when you were in New York? Have you ever had pizza when you were in?
Yeah.
This is different.
It's been a long, long time. So when I had it, I was like, yeah, this is good. It was just the size of the pizza that I was like.
Okay, we'll get to overreactions.
It's excessive.
This will start a fight. Have either of you had a Chicago, like one of those deep dish pizzas?
Yeah, they're fine.
Bro, Chicago needs to sit down.
It's fine.
You're not even on New York's level. Yes, Manny, sit down. That's trash pizza.
You're doing a lot there also. Like,
nobody need all that.
Just make it the right way. Why is everyone else doing it this way, but you're the one state or whatever that's got to do it this way? Like, were you drunk that night?
Yeah, I'm not really sure because it doesn't really feel like pizza. It feels like a different meal. It's like this is a pizza-like substance.
Right.
This is the epitome, like they call
it's
it
backwards.
It's the epitome of like pizza pie.
Right.
Like this is a pie.
It's
like,
pizza surprise. It's pizza surprise on dough.
Yeah, they got stuff stuffed in there and everything. It's like, all right, man. Like, we'll need all this.
I hate when they stuff stuff in there.
Give me a slice, bro. Just give me a slice. Now with that being said, I do like BJ's.
No. You're talking about stuff and stuff and BJ's? No.
What? BJ's is crazy. BJ's is Chicago style pizza.
Well, all right. I mean, speak your mind, bro.
Like, he likes pizza in a show, I guess.
That's not what I didn't even get.
Hey,
well, BJ's Brewery. I think that's a brew house pizza. I don't know,
it's
man.
Gone.
I don't
Let
know.
It go.
I don't
Let
know.
It go. Let it go.
Hey, they Ooh. Are good though. Somebody in here, I ain't even gonna post it.
Get to work, Zabo.
I don't even know what.
No.
We might. I don't know, so I don't want to do that. But
okay.
Yeah, they. It's trash. Not that.
Invented the Pazookie, right?
Yeah, they did.
The greatest dessert of all time.
Yeah.
Pound for pound, the greatest dessert of all time.
We had something similar. It's a cookie in a skillet, right? That's essentially what it is. at Wolf in Tahoe. And yeah, that is just a magnificent dessert. It's just an absolutely terrific
fantastic
dessert.
And I'm not even crazy about like ice cream for dessert and stuff like that, but I'll have it on a Pizookie.
That's crazy. Nah. Well, when you go a la mode, like that is a win. Yeah. That is an absolute win. Whew. Well, this conversation took a turn.
You think BJ's has a patent on the Pizookie? Like they started it,
oh,
right?
Good question. I don't know, because is a Pizookie the name of something at that restaurant, or is that actually what it's called?
Well, you don't call it a Pizookie, but it's like, I started this whole throw the cookie in the skillet with ice cream thing. Like, you know you got this from me.
But
like
you'll say that Jazz, she made Pizookies. Mm-hmm. She didn't make cookie in a skillet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It might be like Kleenex, like Band-Aid. Like, who else is like that?
WWE wrestling. like people will say, oh, it's WWE. Like, that's, like if Caleb Williams were to get suplexed last night, no one would go, oh, that's AEW right there. They'll go, it's WWE out here.
They just got a trademark on the name, no patent on the dessert.
Really?
Yeah. So we can start selling D'Lo and KC Pizookies if we want. Can't call Pizookie, I guess, but
okay.
D'Lo and Kazookies.
What is it called?
Kazookies. Kazookies.
There it is right there.
All right. I've never made a cookie in a skillet. I got to try that.
Oh, it's fire.
Yeah, well, we talk about doing dishes. That's...
Oh, man. Come on, skillets, man. Are death. Oh, man. Absolute death. It's like, just use it once and throw it away. I don't want to deal with this headache.
But you don't want to throw it away because Big Mama had it back in...
Yeah, right.
In the 70s.
Yeah, in the South. She got through many a tough night with that... With that skillet, you can see some of the chitlins from.
If you want to talk about something that'll kill you if you're struck by it, oh my god!
Oh
gosh.
My man!
Why are they that so thing, heavy?
It's a monster. It's like we'll go to cook. No, baby, don't pick that up. I'll get it. You're gonna hurt yourself, honey. You're gonna hurt yourself.
Why are they so heavy?
You know what a sneaky week one? I have a feeling overreactions is getting pushed until tomorrow.
Get ready for NFL overreactions.
I got you know one too that I thought about that it's actually not in there, but I want.
We'll write it in. We can use it tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what a sneaky week one storyline was? Is the quarterbacks on new teams played pretty well. Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers played. Daniel Jones on the Colts played really well.
He did.
Geno and the Raiders. Justin Fields, like that's kind of the lost part of the Aaron Rodgers Steelers game. Justin Fields played really well in that game for the Jets. Now, there's a glaring one that didn't. Go ahead, Jesse.
No, I'll finish it, and I got a question after that.
Well, I was going to say there's a glaring one that didn't, and that was Russell Wilson.
Well, oh, yeah. We'll wait for Jackson Dart when he joins.
Who was the other one?
Sam Darnold didn't play well.
Okay.
Kyle had a stat majority.
He didn't break 100 yards till the last drive of the game.
Correct.
Well, majority of his yards were like his number one receiver, too, I think. Where he threw like 160, but 124 like to Jason, I think.
49ers get any credit for that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Washington get any credit for Russell?
Nah.
The NFC Championship team.
It's been 3 years of just bad quarterback play, though, from Russ.
It's fine. We tried to tell you years ago.
Yeah, it's true. It's like, no, guys, he still has it.
Don't believe these people.
Now, did you have something you wanted to go with? Because I have a thought on Jackson Dart.
You can go Jackson Dart first. Mine was just kind of... if you were to buy stock in Geno, Aaron Rodgers, or Justin Fields, who would you go with?
Ooh, good one. Geno, Rodgers.
Which are the three best quarterbacks? I mean, Daniel Jones, too, if you want to, I guess.
I'm going to go Aaron Rodgers.
Ugh.
I like Geno.
And the reason why I say Aaron Rodgers is we looked up the numbers last year.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
Nope.
Like it's not like he's been awful and then he played a good game on Sunday.
Do you think he could still be a top 10 quarterback in the league now? And the cutoff is at 8, I guess. We'll never call him top 5 or anything like that again, but just he's arguably top 10. Do you think he can get back to that?
No, I don't think he can be, but I also don't think Geno Smith
can. But would he rank above all those other guys that we just referenced?
And that's
he's starting. He's starting higher.
Yeah.
Right. He's going to start higher than Geno. Certainly higher than Justin Fields. Certainly higher than Daniel Jones.
That's what it comes down to for me. It comes down to Geno and Aaron.
So let's get technical for a second, though. If we're buying stock, all of those stocks are different prices. Daniel Jones probably has the cheapest in. Aaron Rodgers probably has the most expensive. Daniel Jones is the cheapest. Aaron Rodgers is the most expensive. Geno's probably right in the middle, probably second most expensive to Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. And then I guess Justin Fields would probably be less than Geno.
Mm-hmm. That's how I'd look at it.
Who nets you the highest return? Because I don't think Aaron Rodgers nets you the highest return. It's going to cost you the most to get in.
What do we consider a return, though? Because I think that can get you to the playoffs.
I think Geno does. Because Geno, you're not expecting to get to the playoffs right now. You're probably expecting the Raiders to be a 7-win team. Hey, if things go their way, maybe they could get to 8-9. But if Geno gets you to the playoffs, I think that's a pretty decent
return
on investment.
What if Justin Fields plays really well, though?
He might, but I don't know if the Jets are going to be a playoff team.
But does that matter if Justin Fields plays well? If the season ends and the Jets don't make the playoffs, but you can look back and go, man, Justin Fields played really well in this situation. If this team can find a way to get better, they might have their quarterback. Is that a scenario that is even remotely possible?
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
the Jets would have to give him a deal, I think, at the end of the year for it to be, oh, yeah.
Like, in that scenario, like, Justin Fields is probably the way to go because he's one of the cheaper ones. And like you said, you can feel like you got a return on your investment by the team not even being successful.
Mm-hmm.
He's just got to play well. So in that scenario, it's probably Justin. That's where you would maybe take some chances.
Of those four, Geno and Aaron Rodgers are predicated on success. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers can't have a successful season and the Steelers not be successful.
Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers are the most sure thing of the bunch.
For sure.
And that's...
Is Geno second?
Yeah. Geno second.
Well, yeah, it's Jets and Colts, so yeah, Geno's absolutely second.
But if you look at it like, what's the best chance of me getting any type of return on my investment? It would be Aaron Rodgers. Just depends if you want to swing for the fences or not. It might be like you get $2 on your investment for Aaron Rodgers, and if Justin Fields hit, you get $42 or $102.
Yeah.
So you just got to balance out. Do I just
if want Daniel Jones hits, you're a millionaire.
Daniel Jones hits, we're gonna
you'll be starting a new company called Aspiration.
Well, hopefully not. You'll be bankrupt in a few years, and CEO will be in jail.
Well, that's the Daniel Jones experience, right?
Well, it's very true, and someone will be in jail. quick note on Russell Wilson. They obviously waited a day to tell you that Russell Wilson is going to start this week against the Dallas Cowboys. Okay. Russell Wilson starting this week against the Dallas Cowboys. My feeling was like, just go to Jackson Dart. You're going to inevitably do it. Just do it. Well, you got the Cowboys coming up. I don't know what that looks like this week, but we know Russell Wilson is starting. Fine. Week 3, it's Kansas City. Week 4, it's the Chargers. Now, week 5, you have the Saints. Then... the giant schedule. You have the Eagles, the Broncos, the Eagles, and the San Francisco 49ers. Maybe you hold off on throwing Jackson Dart out there as long as possible.
Yeah, but I might get fired if I do that.
Who are you, Brian Daboll?
Yes.
Pal, you're getting fired anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. If this quarterback wins me a few games this year, like, hey, they might give me another deal.
No, yeah, if this quarterback wins you a few games this year, it might be, man, imagine if we had a competent coach being this guy's quarterback.
Hey, I'm not saying it as if Russ is that guy, but Daboll's the problem.
Daboll's absolutely a problem. He's not a good coach.
Not Russ's situation. Daboll's the issue.
A small update, but certainly a positive one regarding Juwan Jennings. We'll talk about that when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, I thought the guy was going to come in and say, welcome back to D'Lo and Casey. He's good. Moving along here. Jason Jones going to join us coming up in about 30 minutes or so. We mentioned right before the break that we have some... a little bit of news on Juwan Jennings, his health and his availability. Adam Schefter tweeted just a few moments ago, additional scans today on Juwan Jennings' shoulder came back clean. And the 49ers wide receiver avoided any significant injury. Jennings now will be considered day-to-day and has a chance to play on Sunday versus New Orleans.
Well, that's good news. That's definitely good news because if you have to go with Mac Jones, which, you know, because of Brock, he's not even on an injury report yet, but Kyle said he was dealing with something.
Right. What injury report will come out tomorrow.
Right. If you have to go in there with Mac Jones, you want as many weapons as you can. You're already down a George Kittle. If you could get Juwan Jennings out there with him as well to go along with Ricky Pearsall and Christian McCaffrey, that would obviously be a plus, man. And Juwan is just he's a vital part to this offense because the wide receiver room needs guys that not only are good the way he is, but also understands the system the way it is. I think in part that's the reason why Kendrick Bourne was signed, because Kendrick Bourne knows the system. There is not a lot of learning time with what his job would be in different spots on the field, as opposed to Valdez Scantling and Sky Moore. And Kendrick Moore might just be better than those guys too. But he knows the system, and that gives him a leg up on any rookie or free agent signing. And Juwan Jennings being there, you don't have to worry about putting a guy in there that's still trying to learn some things.
I think it's fair to ask, though, given what we know about Kittle, he's out, you know, 4 weeks guaranteed because he's on IR. At least today, Tuesday, September 9th, the concern over Brock Purdy, probably some lingering concern over Christian McCaffrey, maybe even concern over Fred Warner, Trent Williams, some of the guys who got banged up in week number one, and throw Juwan Jennings in that list. I do think a week into the season, it's fair to ask, like, can the 49ers survive all of this? You don't even have to call it concern right now. You could call it more paranoia, because as you just said right there, we don't have, you know, we're not going to get a definitive tomorrow. We'll see Brock Purdy injury report, shoulder, toe. Like, that's all we're going to get tomorrow. We won't know maybe Friday if something is truly bad, but likely we probably won't know till Sunday if Brock Purdy's going to play. But we're already talking about a team that I think the consensus was, like, they're good. The schedule may work in their favor, but it's not as good as years past. They're all a year older. You know, you had peak Debo at one point. You don't have him anymore. You don't even have Brandon Ayuk here. Mm-hmm. I think it's fair to, like, wonder, because, you know, we're talking about Mac Jones being in the center. We're talking about a bad Saints team. Oh, they could get past that. They could get past that. But at some point, it's like, can they? Like, how much can this team really survive if all of these guys are banged up from the start?
And that's the thing that really became too much for them to bear last year, I believe. As much as dip and play from some people, like a Debo or something like that. Mm-hmm. The fact that you just didn't have guys there, guys that are capable of starting and elevating their game there, I thought that became too much after a little while. And same thing could happen this year, you know, where just losing guys ends up being too much for the entire roster to bear. So it's a concern for sure, but you try to get through this early part. You know, you get into Marcus Robinson back at the wide receiver position. That's something that you got to look forward to after week three.
You hopefully, yeah, that's get a Kittle. Big one. Didn't even mention.
Yeah. Hopefully everything goes smooth. You get Kittle back after week five or six or something like that. Mm-hmm. And as the season goes along, you can start to get a little healthier. You combine that with some of the young guys, especially on your defense, like Upton Stout, you know, D Winners, maybe get Nick Martin in there. Those guys starting to get up to speed with the NFL game and get up to speed with what you're trying to do on the defensive end. Then it goes back to what Kyle talked about during training camp. We're young. The goal is to get better as the season goes along and be ready for the playoffs if we're able to get there. And I think that's kind of where they're at.
I think the availability of those defensive guys is really important, because you talked about the young guys developing, learning the playbook. So much of them are on the defensive side of the football, and having Fred Warner out there, mm-hmm. having those veterans out there for you. Yeah. Well, go. I mean, you said this since 2020, Fred Warner is the straw that stirs the drink. I think he was the original straw that stirs the drink, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, you want him out there to be able to hold this thing together, to be able to, you know, have guys in the right spots, to be able to. I want the young guys learning from him more than anyone else out there. Mm-hmm. And then if you get into week 13, 14, 15, like, all right, we'll deal with anything that comes about then. But with so many, whether it's first-year players in the NFL or first-year players with the San Francisco 49ers, on that defensive side of the ball, yeah, I need Fred Warner out there.
Absolutely.
I need Fred Warner out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm always critical of this guy, but Nick Bosa was one of those guys who said he wanted to take on more of a leadership role and be more of a leader out there for some of the young guys on the defensive end. And he had a solid game one and made the biggest play of the game. So that's a guy that we're talking about, or that we're not talking about, being a leader that maybe can become that. Maybe can become one of those guys that they look to, those young guys look to as a model of the standard that's being set in San Francisco. So I thought about that when he, you know, made that play on Sunday.
Are we in on this new show, The Kittle Things?
Talk to Charles Barkley, right? Him and Claire.
So is that what this is?
Yeah.
Claire's, it's, but it's not a podcast.
I thought it was a podcast.
Oh, it's a podcast.
Or maybe it's a video.
I thought they were, oh, okay.
It's like an interview type show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought this was a full-on reality show.
I could be wrong, but I know they had Charles Barkley on a show that they're doing. And I didn't catch the name of it. But
it's awful announcing is acting awful right now. I think it's a reality show.
Okay, so they got a couple things going on.
With Claire and it's on DAZN. Aren't we big DAZN users over here on D'Lo and
we
KC?
We are, yeah. You know, I'm watching DAZN right now on
are
Prime
you really?
Video. Yeah, they're showing the old Joshua Klitschko fight.
DAZN is on Prime Video?
DAZN, no, not necessarily.
It's a DAZN channel.
Yeah, that shows DAZN boxing.
Is DAZN, I wonder if George Kittle's, I wonder if the show.
I'm going to go to DAZN right now.
The Kittle Things is on DAZN.
Hmm.
And it's George and his wife. So George is.
That checks out.
Episodes can be streamed the next day on the Kittle Things YouTube and social media channels as well. Okay, wait a second.
So they want you to watch it live on DAZN, but it'll be there the next day if you miss it on their YouTube.
I'm admittedly
Siri, I'm not even talking.
So we've got a
stop. I'm not talking to you.
We've got a trailer here. There's George and Claire. So yes, it's an interview series. Okay, it's an interview series. They're calling it a reality show, but it looks like they're playing Pokemon.
Here's I'm on the zone right now. Here's their episode.
There's
one
the Miz
with Charles Barkley.
The Miz is on here.
Let's see if there's anything. No, this is just an interview with
George
Charles.
Is also wearing a Claire shirt. And I'm pretty sure he's also wearing a Shawn Michaels shirt.
Big wrestling guy.
He is definitely a big wrestling guy. I think he was at SummerSlam.
He was.
They got a shot of him in the crowd,
okay,
I think.
This whole Kittle Things episode one, they're not going to the grocery store or dinner at all. It's just an interview with Charles Barkley.
So why are we calling this a reality show?
I'm not sure. Charles Barkley also said George Kittle was one of the few people that he wanted to do an interview with. He admires his game so much.
Okay. There might be two different shows. The first episode was filmed before the 49ers beat the Seahawks on Sunday. Kittle scored. Each episode will feature a central theme bolstered by unfiltered discussion. Okay, so it's both. It's a little of George and Claire with Charles Barkley.
Wait, Charles Barkley's going to be.
No, it's a little
that
with
episode.
There'll be unfiltered discussions with athletes and pop culture icons, and apparently a big discussion on Pokemon.
All right,
is George Kittle interesting or is he just weird? Not weird. He's not weird. Is he quirky?
He's quirky. I don't find George Kittle interesting because he's always goofing around. Maybe the interest is, what would a serious conversation with George Kittle look like or sound like?
He looks like I don't think any of these conversations are serious. He also looks like a serial killer in this still shot that they use. Like, you can look at this. Like, there's a probability that this human being killed somebody. Like, that's, of course, that's not a promo shot. That's a still shot that they took from the video. But shout out to George for yeah, repping his wife on the T-shirt. That's a good, that's a cool.
Big ups to them, man. I unlike Katie, I like Claire Kittle.
I do not know why Katie hates Claire Kittle. I do not know, but it's funny. It's very funny. And so now, what do? George is going to miss the next 4 weeks.
Well, the episode is going to be pretty boring. Did you know? I don't think I ever told you this. That same
Schefter is really busy with the 49ers. Eddie Pinheiro, who we talked earlier, was coming to visit the San Francisco 49ers. They've signed him today.
All right, get to work, guy. And come on, Eddie.
He's on their active roster. So
come on,
it
Eddie.
Looks like that's
time to get
kicker.
To work. Make a 30-yarder. That's what we're asking for.
That pull. What a.
It's a low bar.
What a bar. Make a 30-yarder. Don't miss two kicks under 40 yards.
Hey, Eddie, we need you to be the equivalent of a high school kicker.
And don't kick it out of bounds. Can you do that?
Hey, Eddie, don't be 11 percentage points worse than the other worst kicker in the league.
He said, this is the best job in America. I just got to – if I'm 70%, I'm good.
Talking to his wife, babe, do you know how hard it's going to be for me to screw this up?
Eddie's going to kick like a 41-yard field goal, and he's going to be the biggest hero in the 49ers locker room.
Hey, honey, I just got a new job. It's with the 49ers. No. I know you're skeptical. Just go to Twitter, search Jake Moody. I'll see you in 17 weeks.
You want to talk job security? Oh, this is job security.
Eddie Pinheiro getting the game nowhere. Ball, game one for himself because he hit two extra points.
Yeah, he had two extra points in the game. The 49ers won by 17. All right, game ball.
We won 35-13. Why does he get the game ball? Mac Jones had four touchdowns.
You guys don't get it.
No, you ain't 49ers. You ain't 49ers.
I never revealed this. I mean, because it doesn't really matter. It wasn't like it was the same situation. Mm-hmm. But in the whole scope of the infamous Patrick Willis, picture situation.
Oh, beat it, kid. Yeah, the Hall of Famer that you threw to the side. Yeah,
Claire Kittle was not far away. Huh. But I wasn't like
did,
I talked to her.
Did she ask you for a photo, too?
No, it wasn't like I talked to her.
No, that has nothing to do with the story. It doesn't matter that Claire Kittle was nearby. What matters is a Hall of Famer asked you to take a picture with him, and you told him to go straight to hell.
I didn't tell him that.
You probably made Patrick Willis feel bad.
Like, can you imagine, like, Patrick
honestly,
Willis
like, honestly, you
went home, and his wife was like, hey, how was the game? You won't believe this. I met this really nice guy. I asked him to take a picture, and he told me to go to hell.
Yeah, dude's trying to be nice. Like, he knows he's Patrick Willis. He's like, hey, buddy, you want to take a picture with us? And Casey's like, no, jerk.
Nah, man, I'm cool.
That's my boy, Patrick.
Pat's probably
Willis
just standing
too,
like, okay.
That's my boy. If you're listening, man, my apologies.
Well, he's not listening now.
Let's get this.
What's he going to tune into this show? He probably grabbed his phone the second you did that and searched D'Lo and KC. That's the part we leave out too often is you had a D'Lo and KC crew neck on. So do you know Patrick Willis could have put that on Instagram? How many millions of people would have searched D'Lo and KC? You think we'd have trouble getting the creator of the Men's Warehouse and the Tuxedo Den on our show if you had taken that picture in the D'Lo and Casey crew neck with Patrick Willis?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually,
You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.